Hey, watch it, buddy. Oh, it's you. Oh, yeah, no, I guess you want to know what happened last time, don't you? You really need to catch up already. No, no, it's fine. I'll explain it anyway. Let's see. Okay, so we docked here at Gualdo Island, and Marshal John decided to go look for his precious pirate captain. So we set off to do a little business of our own. Gil got some armor, I'm waiting on a potion, and Jay got a gun. Didn't realize how dangerous that is until right now. Should I be worried? Nah, it's fine. Anyway, we signed up for this fight, but some cat dude rolled up, and now I'm sure he'll tell us his evil plan or something. You know how it goes. And if you don't, well, I guess you'll just have to roll with it.
I'm gonna say Charlie, you're gonna say Slimesicle. Ready? Charlie.
It's Slimesicle.
You ready? Right after I say it. Yeah. Charlie.
It's Slimesicle.
Just forget it. All right,
Charlie.
wait, that's funny. Can we not have that in?
Yeah, of course you can. But cut that part out.
What the hell's going on? Intro the show.
Welcome back to Just Roll With It, everybody. My name is Grizzly, and I am your DM.
Oh, Grand DM, and I am Bisley, and I play your bastard. I mean, Chip. Shit.
Yes, indeed. I'm Condefiction, and I play the girl boss, Jay Farron.
Hey, fuck Stain. I'm Charlie Slimesicle, and I play Gillian Tide Strider. Oh. Nice cheeks!
So brash.
I'm appalled by his behavior.
Listen, just because you guys think you're better than me doesn't mean you can moan every other word, okay?
Ugh!
What a glorious shaft you have there, my friend.
Don't say that!
What?
I thought it flew under the radar, man.
And let's just roll with it. And let's just roll with it.
No, in all scenarios, we call that out. What the fuck was that?
So, where we last left off, the three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, sailed another week across the sea and finally reached the destination you were headed towards alongside Marshal John, known as Gualdo Island. While Marshal John decided to look around for Lizzie, you headed towards the Forge Hood, where you encountered muscular men in Viking-style armor taunting a store owner by harassing his cat. Through the power of peck popping, Gillian managed to intimidate them and cause them to stop, while Chip sneakily relieved them of their belts. And embarrassed, pantless now, the two bullies ran off vowing revenge at the tournament. You then met the ones being harassed, Braxton Brady, the alchemist, and his cat Alki. You were rewarded with a few healing potions, and bought more of his wares, and learned more about the island's Coliseum and the yearly tournament that takes place here called the Paramount Tournament. After buying some armor, weapons, and an old lady dress, you headed to the Coliseum to sign up for this tournament, and in doing so, notice that both Marshal John and Captain Lizzie, the one that he searches for, have already signed up as well. You then all took notice of a flyer subtitled Viva la Mortale, and your conversation about this champion shown in these flyers was interrupted by a well-dressed calico cat person. And so, the journey continues.
It is very nice to meet such a colorful group. Quite rare. I've never seen such a blue man before.
Yabba dee yabba die.
Yabbi yadi yabba. What?
Yo, right now.
I'm neither blue nor a man.
I'm big, cold, and mean. The air around me starts to freeze.
No, don't kill that.
I'm really tough.
Hold it there, fella. Hold it there.
You better watch your horses.
Amigo. I'm not here to have any sort of altercations. That would be ridiculous. I just wanted to meet such a colorful group.
Well, you're meeting them now. Gillian Tidestrider, the one champion of the undersea, hero of the deep, singer, songwriter for Gillian and the Tidestriders. This is Jay Farron, as well as Chip.
Hey, it's me. This is Chip.
And we're a pirate crew that's never pissed ourselves.
It's true.
And who are you?
And does this pirate crew have a name of some sort?
Yeah, we got one.
I turned the ship.
It's none of your business, guy.
The pirate crew of none of your business. How delightful.
That's right. None of your... We are the crew of none of your business, guy.
The Nunya Pirates. May I refer to you as such?
No, you can't...
They call me here, most people, the Baron. And I... Well, I announce the fighters as they enter the ring. A quite important job, if I may say so myself.
Wait, so you're not evil?
Evil is subjective.
That is such a red flag. I want to use fucking detect evil on this guy. Divine sense. Does this man happen to be a celestial fiend undead? By any chance?
You do not detect any fiendish, devilish, or celestial nature of coming from. This cat person.
Yeah, Mr. No. Evil is subjective. Yeah, okay, whatever, dude.
The only devilish thing you see is his smile.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's kind of an evil thing to creep around a corner at people and talk all menacingly like that. Kind of figured you'd be spilling your evil plan by now.
Well, in that case, I do have quite the offer for you, if you're willing to listen.
There it is.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yep.
It's always
something. What is it? Just spill the beans.
Try spill it. I'll catch every single bean before it even hits the ground.
Not necessarily a deal, just a reward. I'm willing to offer 10,000 gold if you make it to the final round.
What? Why?
And 20,000 gold if you lose.
If we lose.
Found it.
Okay.
Yep, there it is. There's always a butt. That's the butt.
I think we've got enough $10, more than any of your silly glitter stuff.
I'm so broke.
And
I'm
honor is its Gil. Own no. reward.
Oh, God, Gil.
Well, I don't know here, buddy, feline man. I forgot what your name was. Sorry. We deal with a lot of people every day. I think maybe we could make a little more than 20 grand betting on ourselves winning this fight. If you want to, you know, take a backdoor deal with us, you should come with a little more coin.
So you're interested then?
I'd like
well,
to listen.
Interested
I'd
like
to,
in
interested
losing
in
just
winning?
I mean, interested is relative.
I'd like to insight check this guy. Does he offer this to every single person who enters the tournament?
Roll an insight check, and Chip, roll a persuasion check.
Sure.
That's an 11.
Do you really think El Immortal just 16. Runs around the ring until everyone's dead?
16.
Well, then you seem to be leading the operation. Name your price, and surely I can accommodate.
Hmm. And, Jay, you don't get the sense that he offers this to everybody.
Well, wait. Before you say anything, Chip, what is the prize if we win anyways? Nobody has been clear about that.
Ah, you see, that is not my... Well, we shan't reveal the reward, as it's a very special one this year, until the day that the tournament starts, as in tomorrow.
All right, double it.
40,000 gold.
Sure.
And you'll make this deal. You see, my eyes around this island have caught wind that your group seems to carry a bit more strength, or at least a bit more luck, than the average person. 40,000 gold to lose.
We're gonna win so hard, it's gonna be so honorable.
It seems your compatriot is in disagreement.
40,000 gold, and I'll see what I can do.
I'll see what I can do. When I punch the guy's head so hard, we all win.
We get it. You can punch guys. You punch guys really good. You're a good guy puncher.
That's right.
It's 40,000 gold.
I punch 40,000 guys.
Because of the blue ones,
evil guys.
Conflicting statements. We'll not do any deposits. but I'll consider this a deal.
I'll deposit my fist in the guy's head until we win.
All right. But where I come from, it's customary to shake on a deal. I want to, when I go to shake his hand, I want to, like, rummage around his pocket, see what he got. See what he got. I want to see if he has anything, like, nothing, like, valuable. I'm not trying to steal him. I want to get a better idea.
Just get in there. Just get some lint. Just get a little bit of lint.
Yeah, you know what? Pocket lint at best. If he's got a piece of paper, I'll pull it out. If he's got anything, I'll grab it.
Shaking on the deals, that is a part of the pirate code, I suppose.
Roll sleight of hand.
I'm gonna shake the guy so hard.
Natural 20, baby! That's
ring.
A 29!
Holy shit.
I'm not gonna shake anything.
I'm gonna shake my sword into someone's torso in gladiatorial combat.
Kill it. Not now, we're making a deal with this man, alright? It's in the pirate code. You wouldn't want to break a code now, would you?
You speak like you've peed your pants.
With exceptional and almost professional sleight of hand, you are able to obtain something from his pockets in a swift motion. However, you do not get a glance at what it is just yet. And you deposit it in your own pockets without anyone at all the wiser.
See, that's the thing, Chip. I'm technically always wetting myself.
Oh, God.
You said that like it was a cool thing to say, but I just gotta let you know.
Moisture Master.
It was not.
It really wasn't.
Water Warrior. Cool,
that's none that's of what you're saying is
objectively cooler, but still not there.
Since you seem to be a bit new, remember to be here at the morning to get the bracket. See when you go. And I'll see you then as well.
Don't worry, we'll be here, and my pants will be drenched as always.
And he disappears into the shadows, stepping backwards.
Interesting character that guy was.
Cool guy. He was nice. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, you liked him because he offered you money.
And around you, you guys, and you guys hear just echo in the distance.
Down here, we need to go.
So, where are you off to next, crew? The Nunya Pirates?
I have no idea how he managed to take that deal, dude. That is just impressive for Chip. I'm just in the background constantly. What time is it in the day?
It's still about, a little past midday now. So, getting towards the evening time, sun's getting a little lower in the sky, but not quite sunset just yet.
I want to take them to a pirate tavern.
Oh, God.
Aren't they all technically pirate taverns on this island?
Yeah, aren't they all?
Well, yeah, that's what, but like, we've never been to a pirate tavern before. We've been to a tavern, but it's different.
I want to do a quick conversation on the way there as well.
Yeah, you guys are going to head towards the respite district. Hard to say fast for some reason. And on the way there, Gillian, go ahead.
Jay, I've got to say, despite the coral not having grown in yet, this armor is incredible. Thank you so much for doing this for me. You did not need to.
Of course, you know, I didn't want to sit on all that money anyways. You know, we got it from an illegal gambling ring, so.
Now, this was a large favor. Is there anything you need? I am in your debt.
Oh, no, Gil, don't worry about it right now. I mean, you know, maybe someday something will come up and I'll need your help, but right now, don't worry about it. For now, I'm just happy to have been able to help you, you know?
Yeah. Here, check this out. Stab me.
Okay, I stab him.
All right, roll the hit. Love this. I love PvP in this group so much.
14
to hit. Oh, 14 see? Misses. Look at that. It doesn't miss. No, it does not miss. It clinks off the armor that Jay so thoughtfully got for me, DM.
Wow.
That's what I just did the sound effect. Dink.
Dink.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, that's
CJ,
I owe you one.
I owe you.
Is that your conversation?
Stab me again. Yeah, that's it.
That's all. How about you give it a shot, Chip? Everybody, let's just try and kill Gillian. Gillian, does a 20,000 hit your armor class?
Actually, I'm wearing plate armor, and the power of friendship adds another 19,980.
Actually,
so
I actually
no,
rolled
it
doesn't. 18. Nothing hits you.
That's crazy.
Apple lands on your shoulder during this conversation and starts pecking at the ages.
Yeah, she can't. My AC is too high. She can't land on my shoulder.
She can't.
She can't hit it. What have you done, Jay?
She actually rolls it a natural one just to do any kind of damage to the armor. So
no.
It's just ding, ding, ding. And then her head kind of violently shakes as it seems she's actually hurt her own beak.
Oh my god, I sprinkle bird seed in my hair.
She nests in your hair around the coral and starts eating.
There we go.
Chip's just like silently doing math. You can see his fingers like moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I wanted to do.
All right. You guys head down the main road back to where the port or harbor, the docks were, and then taking a left, which would be right from the entrance, you head down the road into the Respite District. This district is a little less vertical, more of a core a little less vertical than the Forgehood. The buildings are structured around this circular, almost cul-de-sac layout here, and in the middle is just, you know, a large fountain. There's a few stone and rubble pathways that lead around that fountain into each of these buildings. And Chip, you were looking for a pirate tavern? I'll tell you, go ahead and make a perception check.
Okay.
That'll be easy, but go ahead and roll a perception check anyways to see what else that you see.
All right, 19.
19, more than enough. So, immediately, actually, I'll do that one last. These are the things that catch your attention based on the names and the looks of the buildings. First up, there is this light, almost cedar wooden square building that has sliding, almost paper material doors, and it's just titled Bath and Steam. Seems to be a basic bathhouse for public bathing. And then another house that catches your interest is actually a cottage style building where you see people on makeshift stick and cloth stretchers being taken in and other people leaving with bandages.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very small wooden sign, if you inspect that building, that just says Rudy's Respite. The next two buildings that catch your attention are right next to each other, shouldering left and right. On the left is a tall, beautiful, skinny building that doesn't exactly fit the one next to it at all. It's about three stories high, made of light red stone with large, very extravagant windows. It's called the Sprawled Brawlers and seems to be more of a traditional inn, but much more expensive. You guys wouldn't enter any of these buildings yet, by the way. These are just what you get at first glance when you come to the Respite District. Now, the most chaotic building mm-hmm. is what you catch, what you see last, which is right next to the Sprawled Brawlers. And it's a tavern called the Knockout Stay. Oh. And it's made of these thick log exteriors, almost like a cabin. And on the left side, there is a building that is a bit shorter. The main building is two stories tall, but this building is longer in length and attached, sort of like a guest house of the same cabin material. And there are people falling out of the entryway, drunk off their ass, stumbling. And you see every now and then a ball sort of made of like, I want to see whatever a pool ball is made of, like a cue ball is made out of, fly out one of the windows.
Yeah.
And it has more lanterns hanging off the sides, giving it a nice warm glow, an inviting welcome, but the chaos coming from outside of it and the sound inside of it is enough to say, well, this is probably the most pirate tavern if you're looking for something specific.
Okay, so let's go into the fancier one, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Chip is just, like, staring at this place silently.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems needlessly dangerous in there, right?
He starts walking slowly.
And honestly, I'm going to be honest.
Towards it.
I really do not want to go into a place full of pirates who are fighting. They probably smell disgusting.
Walking.
All right, so you guys watch as Chip enters excitedly into this tavern called the Knockout Stay. What do you guys do?
Chip is dead.
There he goes. Don't worry, he'll be out in just a couple seconds.
You guys wait a few minutes and Chip does not return.
Okay, we should probably go make sure he's not dead. I run inside.
I really don't want to. I follow in slowly.
I want to have won over the people of this tavern, like said, given some like speech about how all those long hard days at sea, it's time to party or something. As they come in, I want to be like being hoisted up above them all, like crowd surfing.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
Persuasion? Wouldn't it be performance? Horribly.
You need to persuade them all to buy your bullshit, dude.
What do you mean? I just said let's party. Let's like just...
They're if you're doing performance, you'd be putting on some kind of show.
Yeah, I'll do that, sure. Telling a story. Kind of like,
performance is fine if that's what you're going for. To me, it sounds like you were trying to coerce them into...
It sounds like you're trying to coerce
them. No, I just want to, like...
If you're trying to inspire, like, a performance, speech. How about that?
Sure, yeah. It's like inspired to get really drunk.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, 26. That's why I want to do that. I have a fucking plenty. Plus 9.
So, you guys walk in, and Chip, you would notice this as well, but you're currently being hoisted in the air to the beat of the music being played by just random people that have brought instruments into the tavern. There's no stage, there's no dedicated band or anything like that. It's just people all kind of playing, jamming out together in unison. Reminds you of the party on Laughingland, although much more contained inside this tavern. But the most interesting part of coming into this warm, more inviting and less chaotic than it seemed tavern is that there is no bar in this tavern. There's no dedicated area to drink, and there's no bartender. It seems on the walls there are these containers that have little levers where people are continuously going up with tin cans, wooden mugs, and etc., and pulling the levers, and a drink dispenses out of it. And below it is this metal tray where they flick in a coin as they essentially serve themselves. You guys walk in here, and Chip is being celebrated as everybody is just kind of mingling together, serving themselves, and having a good time inside of this the tavern area of this building.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so Chip is okay. I don't want to be in here.
King of the Pirates!
Yeah! People shout.
Are they fighting?
No, they're not fighting. I wish they were.
Jay! Fetch me a drink!
No, fuck you!
Tonight, we feast! On alcohol!
Yeah! I don't have any money.
Gil! And I flick in my, a couple of coins. Get us all drinks! Okay. On me!
You don't have to do that.
Some silver coins land at your feet, Gillian.
There
are people who are just kind of like merrily swaying, bumping into you, sitting at tables. It's lively. It's energetic, and it doesn't seem to be hostile at
just
the moment.
Go up to the person next to me. Do you have water?
I want to jump off of a couple of people's hands and heads and land over. Would there be another instrument I could pick up, like a piano or something?
Possibly in the back corner if you pushed off somebody who was already on it, like a house piano.
I'll do that. Okay. I'll just kind of tap him on the shoulder a couple times and then sliding him out.
Okay, you tap this person on the shoulder and they fall over and this almost like they have knocked unconscious drunk. And you ask somebody for water, Gillian, and they turn to you. Oh, you can get it yourself right there on the wall.
Thanks. I walk over.
Just remember, house rules. We all have to leave a tip.
Take a little.
I'm like a lost
water.
Puppy. I'm following Gil.
Pour it out. Is it?
Why are you so
fresh,
depressed about
fresh
this?
Fresh or salt?
It's fresh water.
The fresh.
Okay, I taste it a little.
Tastes like water.
What's the ammonia level? What's the pH on this bad boy?
Charlie.
What's the grizzly? What's the pH?
Roll an investigation check.
I want to be over on the piano, just kind of going da 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 da
Yo, you're in heart and soul. Holy shit. I got a 4 on the investigation check.
You can't tell the exact pH of this water, but it does taste a little less than pure.
This is far too basic. This is nothing.
What do you mean, Gil, it's just water.
Jay, take a sip of this. Jay, how's the alkaline in that, Jay?
What?
Not great, is it?
It's just water. It tastes like water.
Jay, 7. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
That's neutral. That's where all water needs to be if I'm consuming it.
And what is this at?
This is like a 6.8. And I throw the fucking cup down on the ground.
You throw this cup that was almost in like a dispenser of its own next to the water, and it hits the ground, and for a second, as you throw it on the ground, the room, all the music kind of fizzles out and stops for a second. Everyone looks over at this crash that hit the ground. Somebody peers over and sees liquid on the ground. And they see some coins in your hand.
You're gonna pay for that, right? For that? A 6.8?
And welcome back to another spooky, scary, just roll with it mid-roll. Ooh, I'm here to tell you to make sure that you go and check out all of our social medias. Ooh, you wouldn't want a spooky, scary fright to come and grab you by your ankles, now would you? No, you wouldn't. So now I think it's time for you to head over to Twitter. You type in at JRWI Show and follow that to our Twitter page. And from there, you may hit the follow button. Oh, but there's more! Don't forget it. Make sure you go over to Reddit. Reddit.com/JRWIShow. You can go there and discuss things. Things of many natures. Such as fan art and thoughts on the episodes. You may share them. You must share them. And who could forget? Who could forget our Twitch page? We may not do much there. But you can still head there. Oh, it may be dormant, but soon, perhaps, things may occur. So head over and follow. Before you miss out! And who, oh man, who could forget our Patreon page? Just patreon.com/justrollwithit. Make sure you head over there and give us your money! I want to see all of your hard-earned dollars in our bank account. And you... Oh, you'll get things for it, sure. You listen to more and more and more. Just Roll With It. A whole separate show, Prime Defenders. You can listen to it. It's more Just Roll With It. You want more than that? Just Roll What If. We go through the hypothetical situations. You wonder what would have happened if this or that happened or that happened? Well, we'll answer that question for you. And if you want to hear our thoughts after the episodes... You can hear those, too, from our show, Just Rolled With It. The show after we roll with it. Thank you so much for joining me for the mid-roll. Make sure you check under your bed tonight.
Gil,
oh, God.
I want to
play on the piano like that. Dun, 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 dun.
It's just you playing.
Yeah.
I put down a single piece of kelp. That thing probably tastes better than this water.
Gil, come on, it's just water, man.
The man looking at you and speaking, asking.
Jay, it's just water! Listen to yourself!
His eyes widen and he smiles. And he yells, "Knock out!" And the entire tavern explodes in this immediate sense of chaos as you, Gillian, That doesn't hit. A chair goes flying past your face and explodes into pieces onto the wall.
Can it just hit me?
It wouldn't have hit you, unfortunately. It was a 10.
It splinters off my armor and then just immediately a leg hits her in the face.
I need everybody to roll initiative, actually.
Let's go.
16.
This is the most manufactured conflict we've ever seen. I got a 14.
What the fuck do you mean manufactured?
I mean, I just really wanted to do a bit where the water wasn't good enough. And here we are.
You didn't pay for it. That was the problem.
I paid one kelp.
That's not.
How much does
water
cost?
That's not currency. It doesn't matter. It's already started.
I've never fought for a more just cause in my entire life.
First up, Jay, around you there is a very large bar fight. I am going to need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
8. Fuck.
Let's go! As soon as this fight breaks out, you are pushed over and knocked prone onto the ground, trampled over the feet and boots of different men, women, and all kinds of people at the start of your turn. There is no clear target. There are just a lot of people, and you can do whatever you want in this instance.
Okay, I stand up with half my movement speed.
Yep.
Then I cast Zephyr Strike.
Okay.
And that gives me 30 more feet of movement. Now for my action and my bonus action, I would like to dash. And I will go next door.
So what you're essentially telling me is you're leaving combat?
Yes. Yeah, fair.
You guys watch as Jay is pushed over, trampled, and then a green energy emits, magical energy from her as she just zooms kind of out the door in a flash. And the door that you guys came in swings back and forth before shutting once again. The chaos is all around you. Chip, you're up next. People are bashing skulls in and throwing bottles. You hear one person that was near the piano yell, "Fight! The last one left gets free stay! Knock out!"
Absolutely terrible deal. Would there be someone right in front of Gil? Like, looking to fight him?
Yes, absolutely. All right. There's lots of people in front of Gil.
What I'd like to do is kind of just like jump off the piano, kind of move through the crowd a little bit. I want to go up behind this guy, tap him on his right shoulder, then slip around on his left, have him turn around, and then push him into a larger guy trying to provoke them into combat.
Okay. Roll athletics for the push.
All right. That is 14.
Okay, you rolled 3. All right, so this guy, you successfully, as your action, you basically shove a big large man to another large man, and that, as cause and effect would have it, the large man that was shoved turns around and decks him in the face, and that guy goes down, and then what else would you like to do with your turn? Do you have a bonus action? Any movement?
I'd probably just say, "Gil, I think we gotta get out of here."
And
not
next up,
before
Gillian.
These people taste real water. Okay, so as my object interaction, I want to open up the briefcase of holding, and then with my action, I want to cast shape water on the water inside from the wonderful river over at the island of desire, and I want to cast shape water and funnel it directly into the man in front of me's mouth.
I just moved him.
Okay.
Whoever is now in front of me.
I do remember you dumping out the water to put in dragon fruit in the,
Fuck!
Yeah.
Oh, no! Did I? Oh, no shit! Water. No!
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God!
But you can still shape water using the wide array of different liquids in these dispensers.
This water sucks,
that
though!
That are mounted on the wall. Well, it's not just water, it's alcohol and other drinks.
Okay, I slap down my silver by one of the beer kegs, I fill up my keg, and then I hit the guy in the face with it.
Roll on arm strike.
23.
It's
okay. I would like to smite.
Yeah, you can.
Bruh.
Jesus, you're gonna kill this guy.
No, can I non-lethally smite?
I'll let you non-lethally do damage. It's like getting tased because you're using a cup and not a sword.
Yeah, for sure. I take the mug and the ale inside of it begins to glow this like this luminescent light blue, and I just smash it into his face as it explodes into this blast of energy for 12 damage.
Yeah. Okay. The guy that you smite with the ale cup gets sent flying back about 10 feet and he goes unconscious. He also barrels through a crowd of people who also get kind of knocked down. Some of them don't give up as if they've given up already or they're trying to stay hidden. Some of them pass out from being drunk. The amount of people that stand quickly dwindle as different items and weapons are thrown across this almost mosh pit of pirates and other people. Some are just normal people, commoners that go down at the drop of a hat. And you see one gnomish person get thrown at another person. next up, Jay. So, okay. You run out of the of knockout stay. Mm-hmm. Go to next door to the sprawled brawlers. Mm-hmm.
Do they have water in the lobby? I gotta know.
Yeah, I'd like to be sitting at the bar table already.
Inside, there are two steel spiral staircases that lead up to the second and third floors. They are both on the left and the right of the desk, which is right at the entrance. As soon as you walk in, there is a receptionist that says, "Good evening, madam. Would you be staying with us this evening?" And behind him, you can get a glimpse of a lobby of tables, a bar, a stage. There's just one woman on the stage singing with a violin. Very faintly.
Yes, I would be, yes. Say, do you have any water? I'm kind of parched.
Of course. We have the purest water in the back, but you must be a guest to use our lobby. That is going to be for one person?
Yes.
Excellent. About 5 gold.
5 gold?
How long are you staying? The full tenement? A few nights?
One day for now, for the time being, yeah.
In that case, 2 gold will suffice.
Oh, perfect. Then I give her 2 gold. Or them. I don't know if it was a girl or a boy.
No matter. You hand over the gold. All right, and they give you this small metal key that has like a little, what's it called? A little room number on it.
Thank you. And I go back, and I'd like to sit at a bar and just grab some water.
Enjoy staying at the Sprawl of the Brawlers, madam.
Thank you.
You sit down. There's just an elven man with long white hair cleaning a glass.
Hi, so, yeah, can I just get a water, please? I'm a little parched.
Absolutely.
A little crazy next door, yeah.
He turns around. Pours you some water, sets it down on the tavern, on the table.
Thank you.
And will that conclude your turn? That is your movement, action, and bonus action.
That's good pH balance.
I think he still actually has a free object. He has a free object interaction. What does he do with that?
I just figured that was.
Yeah, I just keep drinking water with my free object.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I make sure to really comment on how perfect the pH balance is. Just a perfect 7. Compliments to the.
Oh my god.
To the filter.
A woman of culture. Not many people pay attention to the pH balance.
I learned from the best.
So, Chip, you're up next.
They learn from the best. I just wanna wait. What did Gil just do? Did he just hit somebody with a thing?
Yeah, and I fully paid into for a mug of ale, and then I smited someone in the face with it.
The shards of ice kind of get sent, kind of leave a print of frozen, almost frostbite on this person's chest as he's sent back.
All right, screw it. I want to go, and I want to get one guy's attention. Is there anywhere I could like? Have him chasing me and then kind of slide underneath and have him run into something. Like, I want to hurt these people, but instead of hurting them, make them hurt themselves, essentially.
So,
is there anywhere I could make him run into?
Just a random guy run into what exactly?
Run into like a bar, or something like a.
So essentially, I would say just roll a sleight of hand for this.
15.
Okay, I would say that 15 is definitely enough to, trip or use someone else's momentum to have them hurt somebody else or themselves.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll walk up to one of the guys and just kind of slap him in the face a couple times just to get his attention, have him come chasing me, and then I wanna like dip around another person and like hold his face in front as he's like sprinting towards me drunk, and then have him bonk his head into the other guy. And I just want to say, look, they're kissing.
You take, after this happens, you take 17 points Jesus. Of piercing damage as Ooh. Three bottles are thrown at a very, at a rocket speed in the back of your head. It was a natural 20, and the person who threw it is this large Goliath wearing a Viking helmet.
Oh, Viking ship.
Turn
guys.
Around, disoriented, my vision skewed, and as it comes together to form one picture, I see it, and I just look at him and think, I want the helmet. And that's okay. where I end my turn for right now.
Next up, Gillian.
Oh, I look down at the bottles. There was some perfectly good water in there, and I want to take a chair. And I want to just jump up, like, off some poor fucking guy on the ground and just fully come down with this chair on this Viking guy's head.
I would just say, roll d20 plus strength.
22.
Okay, that definitely hits. It's be, one...
This is a perfectly balanced chair, just like your water should be! And I just smash him in the face.
Yeah, this would be, a 1d6 with the chair.
Great. I smite him.
I see 1d6 plus strength, so 1d6 plus 3.
Okay. So it does. Holy shit. Okay, that's 21 damage.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
As I smack him in the chair, just fully explodes into light.
Splinters into pieces as the Viking helmet, one of the horns, is cracked off, and he kind of drops to one knee as you jump off of someone and come crashing down with this chair. He looks up at you and he says... Right, that's it. And well, he
I'm
rolls
gonna
a
suck
seven,
the
so
water out
hit.
Of you.
He tries okay. to he tries to punch you in the gut, but he punches the plate armor, doesn't even dent it, and he shakes his hand in pain a little bit. Next up,
that's good armor.
If that's your turn, you look like you did considerable amount of damage to him when you hit him with that chair, and smited.
Good,
it.
I'm gonna do it again next turn.
Okay, Jay.
I'm taking a bath.
Fuck, dude. That was jokes. Just so zen.
Yeah. It's very relaxing. It's a nice, like, very nice hey, sort of like.
Can I ask you,
you
something?
Know,
yeah. How's the water in the bath?
You know, my skin feels nourished, and I'd argue actually that this as well has.
So Jay.
A very even 7 pH.
Oh my god.
We could
you
drink
get
it.
A private room.
I bet it's enriched.
It is.
A private room. Room number 4. You enter the room, and it's at first it's this square, small studio space. There's a finely made bed of blankets, fleece blankets, and on the opposite end from where you came, there's one. A singular door, and inside that there seems to be this bathroom, and there's just a bit larger than you've seen, actually a comfortable sized white porcelain tub where you can get in and bathe, and you shut the bathroom door inside your room here.
Mm-hmm. God, it's been so long.
It has yeah. You've been not bathed, and also this is pretty nice. You weren't expecting
yeah,
such a lavish abode here, and
oh wow, yeah, no
relaxing.
Regrets coming here, you know. Five stars and Yelp.
Do you and that's your turn, I guess, bathing?
Yeah, no, I get in the bath and I enjoy myself a little bit.
Excellent.
You know, feel rejuvenated.
Right on. Next up, Chip.
All right, with a fiendish grin on my face, I'd like to walk up, sneak around the side of this Viking guy, and I want to poke him on the sides and almost like tickle him so he like punches over
him.
and then I'm gonna take the helmet off of his head and I'm gonna put it on my own, and then I wanna jump around on the tables, and I wanna maybe grab a drink out of someone's hand and say, I'm king of the Vikings!
Okay, so for your action to tickle, I would say roll unarmed strike to get him to bend over.
Okay. That's a 21 to tickle.
That tickles. He bends over. For removing the helmet, I say you can do that with a bonus action. But you won't need to roll for it. It's fairly Holy easy. It'll just, instead of using your second attack, you use your bonus action to grab the helmet, put it on, and with your movement and fancy footwork, you get away without anyone attacking you, and you're dancing around now, screaming, King of the Vikings, and you hear, you bastard!
What are you gonna do? Poke me with your horns? Oh, wait! They're mine now! Woo!
Gillian, your turn.
You look like a thirsty boy! And then I'm gonna clap my hands together and fully cast Wall of Water down the tavern just to try and teach these people what real water tastes like. So that is going to be
a strange vendetta.
That is going to be a 30.
Don't forget, you have Earl's inspiration, which is a D6.
Yeah.
Added to any roll.
Well, yeah. Well, this doesn't even roll. I just full on create a wall of water.
Gotcha.
How deep is the tavern? Like, how wide is the tavern?
This tavern is about, including that guest house, I'd say about 60 feet in length and 30 feet in width.
Okay, cool. If it's about that wide, I just full on like create one all the way down the width of the tavern. It's a 30-foot, it's a 30-foot long, 10-foot high, and 1-foot thick wall of water. And I say, drink, and learn. This is what they keep from you. And then now that I've accomplished this and given them good water, I'm gonna use my movement to walk out of the tavern. and then I might.
All right. Okay. You get just inside the entrance of the next tavern. Not any further than that. The entire tavern at this point, Chip, you would notice it starts to flood as there is a wall of water being casted. It reaches all the way to the second story, up the steps of this tavern, and it's leaking underneath the door to the supposed extension guest house situation. And it is pure water. Tastes good. Feels like rain. Everybody is now slipping and rolling over. Some people that are still unconscious aren't coming back to consciousness underneath the liquid.
Look,
some people
these,
do get woken up, though.
All these joyful little guppies.
Arr, and she's flooding, Captain! As I'm just wavering atop a table, like trying to ride the table.
At this point, Jay, it would now be your turn once again.
Uh-huh. Is there complimentary food here?
You would assume so down in the, in the lobby area where the tavern part of this inn would be.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. Let's do that.
Okay. So you, exit the bath and get, dressed once more. However, you open the door to the bathroom and step into the main part of your room, and you're interrupted by the sound of a click.
Uh-oh.
And the feeling of cold metal steel touch the back of your skull.
What? All right. I stop moving, right, Len?
And you hear, what the hell is Navy doing here? And what that's where we're going to end the session.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
no. Chill.
Dude.
Stop
playing.
Oh, fuck.
He's hydrated, man. You got to kill her already.
Well,
Hydrate, baby. We gotta talk about what the fuck that is.
Holy
shit.
Hold with it.
Okay, I think we're about to get a little bit of Jay backstory here, and I think we are gonna talk about it. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. All right, we'll see you guys over at Just Rolled With It.
Bye.
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 Well, look who's back. Back for more, you see? Oh, I know what you're here for. You're here to hear the patron names. I'll read them out for you. Give me a moment. Let me pull them up. Oh, we've got to give a hearty shout out to Cerberus, to Nico Lord, Alyssa, Dream Strider, Obligatory references. Ben 10. Cryosaunus Sin. Buttery Toast. Jazzy Bagpiper. Iridescent Cakes. Viridin. Miscellaneous. Creepy Reaper. Kirby Waffro. Grilled Salmon. Luna Sophie. King of Ranch. Anon Don't Read or Acknowledge. Serene is actually a skeleton. Alexis Kira. Unoyaloon. Gillian's biggest fan. Rishiznivy. Cornea Comet. Jumpiest Venus. 34. Your gal pal Valerie V. Jello Gumdrops. Edgy Moss. Charm of the Bard. Riker Kiro 2. Zigzag Sugar. Nonslottle. Asterian Nyx. Salutation. JRWI Enjoyer. And J. Newell. If your name wasn't spoken on this list, I would suggest watching your back. Anyways, thanks for listening as always. Keep one eye open.